Let's say hello to my crew, my award-winning crew, the 2017 Silver Dome Award Best Local Broadcast Team. My producer, Dan Shigrew. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Nick.
How are you?
Good, man. How about you?
All right. You know where the award is? What happened to it?
Did they move it from downstairs?
I don't know. I haven't been down there. I didn't see it in the morning when we were in the morning yesterday before we left. Mm. I didn't see it. I don't know. I'm telling you, they're going to take it and run with it. How you doing, man?
I'm just picturing like somebody like John Williams now running down Michigan Avenue holding our award and you chasing after him.
That's it, man. I'll take JW down if I have to.
I don't know. He's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, he is in much better shape than me. You know why? Because he runs around in his underwear on New Year's Eve.
Right.
So for people who don't, yeah, I think Vic and Esmeralda were just like, what the hell is he talking about? Do you guys know that? I don't know if he still does it.
I don't know if he still does it. There is video of it.
There is. He wrapped himself. He takes off his clothes, just his underwear, gets down to his skivvies, and wraps himself in Christmas lights, and then runs around his neighborhood at New Year's when the clock strikes midnight.
And if you're wondering, they're boxers.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, no, that was a because I've hosted many a New Year's Eve shows here on WGN, and right around 12, I've had him on after his run.
And like, the neighbors know about this.
Oh, everybody comes out on their porch and watches John run around.
Well,
and
by the way, the boxers do not make it any better. There's actually even more chances of things
something
going
happening.
Wrong.
Yeah, maybe he wraps everything really tight with the Christmas lights. I'm not really sure. But it was a New Year's tradition. I had him on my show, I don't know, 5-6 years in a row when I would host New Year's Eve. But you know what? When he wasn't here for a while, man, I wouldn't do that in Minnesota. Would you go out on New Year's Eve at midnight in Minnesota and run around in your underwear?
Nope.
I mean, it's bad enough here, you know? But he did it every year. I wonder if he still does that.
I wonder if he'll do it for his new neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, he just moved in, so that should be the first time that he says anything to his neighbors.
Like radio silence for six months.
6 months, just leading up to New Year's Eve when he runs around in his underwear.
No acknowledgments, no waves, nothing. No nothing.
Window shades down.
Everybody's got to talk to Brenda. Nobody could talk to John directly.
Because for 6 months, window shades are down, lights are out. Nobody is seen coming in or going out of John's house until New Year's Eve when there's JW on his porch, naked, covered in Christmas lights, running around like a lunatic. So, anyway. Yeah, but by the way, to get back to the setup here, yeah, if John takes the award, starts running, he wins. That's basically it. So, all right. Let's see. In the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Hi, Vic.
Hey, man.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Cubs decided to score some runs.
Whew.
Jeez.
Man.
Feast or famine with those guys.
So that's Rizzo's first time in the number one spot, I guess. Is that
well in the regular season? Yeah, in preseason ball, he's played. Spring training, he's let off. My gut feeling. Dan and I were talking about this on the way in. I think the lineup's not going to change. I don't think tonight's line. I think Rizzo's going to be leading off tonight.
Yeah, you know, every now and then you just strike gold. I think he's on. I think Madden's on something.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, I mean, no, we were talking about this, and I think he's a good candidate for a leadoff hitter because he takes a lot of pitches, he gets hit by a lot of pitches,
mm-hmm. Yep.
And he can hit singles, doubles, he's a great hitter. So I think that's kind of a smart move. And I knew Fowler was going to be, you know, hard to, you know, you can't, you know, I knew Fowler was going to be very, very hard for those shoes to be filled.
Exactly.
You know, the experiment with Schwarber, not so much.
No.
But Rizzo worked out last night. So, all right, good night. And in the traffic hut is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Are you ready to go down memory lane from the past 30 summers?
Yes. Yes.
And I know that you probably have some favorite summer songs from years before.
Oh, for sure.
And we'll see if the ones that were chosen as the top songs for each summer going back, see if you agree or remember them.
I got to tell you, I think Esmeralda and I are going to be in hog heaven because there is a stretch where there is just like 11 straight jams and like jams when we were in like grade school, high school that are absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, very cool. I thought you were going to say something else. You went, shh. I thought it was going to be blank load. I thought you were actually going to say that.
He just went crazy and just decided.
Just decided.
Today was his last day.
The FCC's got nothing on me.
I'm going to strip down my boxers. I'm going to take that award. I'm going to run.